things, you know, that they gotta learn. And activities director would possibly know who would be or make a good counselor for boys and girls. This activities director knew people who would, you know, be good people to work with. You know, some of the young ones, what we've been having in the past, you know, boys and girls, you know, when you're that age, you like to go take a walk, you know, things like those. In the scenes that the kids wouldn't have somebody taking care of them. The camp director would possibly suggest some names to be screened by the elders. Sounds like a Coast Guard letter. Strict. As is directed to the camp director, this instructor, activities instructor, would also call the supervisor for things needed. That was just a proposal. It's not you will do this or you do that. Okay. I talked with Eleanor, and this is what she thought for Sivanelic 19 objectives. All staff elders council shall revise 93 civil daily schedule, curriculum, and improvement. This is what she wrote. I didn't write that. To implement younger Inupiaq generation to be on staff. She's right on that. I see that we got to have somebody Eleanor's age, right here, maybe four or five of them. Because us elders, we were having, I tried to sleep with kids a couple nights, and really hard for an elder. Moreover, to rewrite the definition in back camp, more traditional activities, and she wrote this in Eskimo herself. So I feel that maybe if we have a good activities director, that Sivanelic would be real perfect. That's what I thought. Okay, my Eleanor Tantana Utopilaliani Ikayoktinik Tirumi Tantana Piumari Uting Lupi Urikangat in the Yang Nasuk Mita Anakami Tantana Kisiguru Yunak Kona Kisiguru Wolu Utokanani Tantana Ikaurala Sabaka Tantana Huni Adutani younger in back generation in Tapunanga, not the staff, but Yakat Lakaran, a good mom, Aria will pay to us, Tamna. Samakanuk, Pisuksa, Lu, Tatna, Ukotigilu, we might have someone good, maybe a Deering, maybe Buckland, or, you know, some good young person, maybe in 30s. Tamani Tana Pakotila Ligami, Ikayok Tikshani Tabuluma, Activities Director, Pikauta, Ariangunara, Walubishamoto. Ukoti Gigala of Sing, Tamna Elipsing Unukoti Gigala of Sing, Tana Tamakan of Sibundayakto. We could have, we know we have some really good young people in the villages that in that staff, younger in fact.
Counselor Damit?
Makunanga, elders, like Eleanor.
Counselor Damit, Yigani, Devrini, Birukret, Aglan, Utokananik, Yiso, Rehoting, you know.
Yeah, Utokanada, Miluri, Utokanada, Miluri. Why don't they send us a boat? Why don't they donate a boat? Elders, do you feel Dingo? Okay, you have to send us a boat in Nalut or send us your donation for us to buy a boat in Nalut.
Okay.
Recess time. 10 to 15 minutes. We'll go to Carole.
Bursa kuti ma monga kita kuti yang nasi kasi kita kuti di kupta tam de pita kita
tun mutan iki
upatamna duplication and storage of videotapes epani school district kuta po ITV kahuting TV hosting kajakto sanik ili yasurat ili sak sanik ni lupit mata
tamna o lokte na ay ruma hand shuwa
o lokte da
oh okay kono ili si
asi video tape lek tu ni Jabra kanga pakte munga pirinakto tun itumanagalawaktok. Aglan after few years. Damatko pinrekop mit. Ate carpet kingit after few years. Carpet kingit yuni. Da na pinrelyakutin, sukson rekutin. Da na kogit yuga chasin yuva. E papak sabari kanit inyani school district kami bursalu ukakalo kamnuk maningyik akikakvenin tavrumak nga Dr. Richard Smith samnapduk delakit skut uko video lekangit nyik andek sakuni maniksit katiut ase nakik nga olak ni viksek nyap tiging Nelly Ward Moore sabak man tavrani tapko suli sabangit iji simak luwit pipman And which mean mong aktit lugu for 1 week. Tapos sa bakatigigig put ati. Damatko, the raw stock, boxes and boxes. We had over 50 boxes. Makogu. These are just raw stock. It nakundi ipogu natangit nami. Damung akundu kasi yuva school district mun. It na inoramun igalrilamun ililangre kilusotip luwit tamane tamunga khinyreakaptiu. She was so relieved that they were still there. Ilaktinyirinyaktit ase imma elders conference takara takaptelu video tape paktuut utukhanani Nakungunyi galore tamatko aglan ubaptik ni nakurut kanyilal kanyat laguptiging ilat ni nakorit lumuk. No matter if they're poor quality. Ase datnapi galokapta ukaksaktu galokapta mani kapiluit mibut. Tapko kapi tikset upan rapak tunenik mibut North Slope koyatun North Slope koyat kunun asin tibunya kita sama anak Francine Taylor dan sinya kita nektok kapi kuniyu dan sinya kita nektok Kupaguk inyong kasamani kapat pagit ingmik ni kunning nakawin na yara. And then we thought that if we put a set of all those tapes that the school district made down there, one set of copies down there for safekeeping, and bring back another set for up here until we can put them on CD. CD nung sama, CD-ROM. Dat na sin yun pini, hangapakte mga tutichepta, tutichepkating ilu, tamatko kanyakto kayakto pini kay kumanyak lewit. Aglan pak mapak dat na simik pichut. Pinyuguhuta, ukaktakalaktuut, dat na simik. And we're going to write a proposal for that kind of machine. Damnova report item mupluni ito. Imani ukakpiyara takapta akipko Fairbanks good university good apisura kalokata ing mangnek matiging tape ko tapeat asin taong ako ta tasawak lugit pikap tiging ing mapiging ipot mani damat ko suli pinre rumenye chomun kapiro lugit siwala rup ta proposal lanik it na pigala rup ta Aglan uva uko regional councilet ing mitigun pinikwata uva wudli proposal la sinya yaktugut nakik nga lakata na manik sang nera taruta apasutik sakarupsi tapununa tigutik sakaralok tunga kanu kay ginak bising li anyak sa kutaw ba tape ko ni nga kakana ko if ko dance night at kun mako to konik tut dela kids kut to konik tut bitkik kumanyay kibut bitkik kumanyay nyap tiging dat na preserve o kluwik kanyak to lalawik asing bisu ko to ba kipiri pluta sa amin nga report item makakdut.
Rachel, yang awak nak kuliah tak ada tak kutip je. Semua tadi waktu ni sangat lurak tu kau lurah hoting. Wabut later itu nafsuk lirut. Efek nak ngaji tu sakabut. Lokainya begin lirut. Efek tu tepat nak kuna yang nas. Utak pada.
Kini suli.
Ya. Tap ko dia tip petak na ini laksa watak lewit sama seperti naku na yak paluk tok in three categories sama tamat ko tip pada langit imakak tu for educational ilangit aji ni makak diksuli for history akhir ilangit suri terhamba di makahuti itna about our land. Sama punya suri ngoluit awit kata ngoluit itna imilak patilin na kuna yakpal. Marlumunan yung naktiun itna asin yung kaksak si Chorot, they could be used by the land department for information. Asin, educational nun ilagun di ilip patigin paglagun ni mako ibili sa virakter they could use that for educational tak namuli nilat patya kap kami nilani patigin kakana lurak lagi sumbatigin ayang nilat kota kota
ipsan laglagi tap ko uba Sibun neho taki uwa, sibun neho ta kisenik inyak silaktugut. Ima multi-purpose building mix injeksi sulit tu tu ko, apa ko tiga puluh, consortium library itu sulit ko tiga puluh, tenyuna churchy community college ngum tiga tahun, dabruna igluk pangmik ini lesu kuting library kaktuk samik. Museum makaktuk samik, meeting ngakarvik samik, suli, and media room, mako TV liu, tapes, dat nasik indik sangat nik, sabak titu mesa. Dabruminga ini leila katang nirupta, sama akaluk tasuna, maning nik pakeiruk, suli, burukput, dat nasinik, dat nasimik, sibun nerut mik sabah kakti chip yone uvaglan manik se yuta pakma in ini lang ne rechok ta manna samma in illa ga takpan nakin nane yakha tapet itot in ini kayakta video tapes and audio tapes they masin sabak toli tavrani tapel lekhi Tapalakerotana, a victor Ragluic, identify Luic, Baxic Patigang, Sutasi, Tapco, that can be borrowed, signed off and borrowed, Tapco, borrowed Laluic, Suli, Ilangic, Ilingisivun, Pit Laluic, Tatna Sivun Neoti Luic, Pitkavut, Immas, Ipco, Toconic Tot, Nippingic. Ko tutingik anek nyaksiruk elipsi ni nyuwa anek nyaksiruk si isim mati si ta na sibun ne kapsilu anek nyaksiruk uba nanip paya untuk kananik na itna sibun lek tini huting pingit kalok tut aglan apkoli Susarot tak nasi mik hari gagi lagi gay, ubogulli sebab tak nak untuk kananik, untuk kanat kange si kak tuwek sumit sama pinguk di cikap je. I just want to impress on you the things that you say and the things that you plan are really important, and the plan for that building. Kaluk Trust is working on it, and sama suli hot gip sang si kata matko reform kakek tanggut reform. Anything else?
Ada gawe si bunyi dah tamu tu. Nak awam ni.
Ubat tu. Fairbanks me nalak to lokamatap kuninga Dina and David Frankson tape bang yik dagani mata Point Hope pamukama Dina apeksoklugu tapko nalak tong nip luwi ilatni tupigukta tapko kapek til luwi tenyunga ilik pata khalip saga yakto point hope menu nalak to okton Ubogut suli ijit bigi luik penyayak mibut it nakama tabrova angeranga tabrogok tak nalapak ubogut pirukrani pirugut it dahoni tan dak tinna yang deriga inyunga aglan kingu bengi andek sako menyayak palutut tak napikari si palukat
kayu ini dulu pilokatik Dina Frankson. Sama punya. Anjir-anjir itu.
You may not have been a word.
Yeah.
We have to get them back. Maybe we should. No, in the talk we have to get them back.
We did. Dabru Muna Samma, Katimanak Mewut, Fairbanks Sami, Upa Uplupuk, Tau Ngosu Dinari Gatam Lutuk. Tavra tavrunga toko bunga ping, tavrumun.
Harga, tiku, te, tapko atong nang lapel atang bu, tema, inpet, let's set program, mami ko lak ni road, ko bingge. Okay. Okay, let's go to number 10. Wait, excuse me. Other. Let's go to other.
Dam Nova Articles of Incorporation, other mun pikakut.
Yeah.
Imma. Hanamun sak taktonga tap kuninga. Mani ni rakaluit kapi mik mongo bingin nyaksunga the articles of incorporation
mongo what piga tam moti kalu pinsi mangi mini kapi
uba tabu muna ripo lau tunga uba e papa ta na ko ti villa lugu pick up ti ru ko regional elders ing mikun organization na routing king mil fenya sunga khating aglan ikayok ti khagoting from our local organizations pick pata dot net is in Moptigun Riponic to Sakhauta organization Nanning Athing Isumabut Atogluvit Sivundi Gupta King M. Middle Kenya Gupta Tutkasu Tigalugu Sivundi Rajachubut dot net is in Motigip Lule Sule. If we have articles of incorporation, Burakputu Grant Writer Kahuni Avakna at Lanning Manishani Ikayuti Sangit Nik Utukanat Uma Regional Elders Ikayuti Sangit Nik Savot Naksangit Nik in your bed Ilitkose Savot Naksangit Nik Duk Davakna Manishaktarayakmik Aglan It Nasimik Pete Yuta Pagma. Dam Nova came here about a month or two ago, 6 weeks ago. Dap Cope on page 2, Alfred Wells flu, Warren Raymond flu. When they're president and vice president, chairman and vice chairman. Big Magnik, Uvangnik Pingatchakluit, Dabra initial director, did not be Yuta, Dema, Director Nick, Nalukanagluit, Piyupsi, Atingit, Iligisiris, Asin Tapko, Damna Sibulik, David Case, Uvoodli, Burumi, Lawyer Iplu, Tabakatini, Asin Tapko, Ilip Yuik, Incorporators it na ilipyuti. Daman na si ma uko tutingat kanuk nagunari si mgan ubaptik ni inyupeni apisokto tigip lugu nagaka kanuk ikayuto si mgan ilukaptik nun apisokto tigikapku sumik nagunaktomik tusangit nyama. It's in Marungale Adigagip Lugu Dantna Ubaptikunle Kuyanagaloktut Nandatkut Kuyanagaloktut Burutkut Kuyanagaloktut Mandilatkut Ikayoktikitunya Kisip Mibut Ubaptikun Dantna Pinyang Nerupta speaking a mira tunga kata sibun ni gak sibuk ta is log ni kun is mabut atur lubis pilyalu ta dan tan na ta ni top man lipstick nun ini si mat kup lugulu im masuli by life that sangit Elipsigun apko saal la pero si kisenik tapko baila tak sangit la bari gisiwut uko articles of incorporation tatna pigalokit aglan baila tak sangit atan nixutik sangit elipsigun section by section itna pidaglugit pinik kisenik Ubangali tana sabak pisung nerupsi tana pitko na yaripsi ato chikok dawasi. Sima tapkolo iyagip luwit ikpaksak monga tuyok to nga pagmapagaglan tabrova sabari lir luwit Isumangit yunga tasama aglaki galarup siging, isumatigi galarup siging, hanuk sibundi gatarup si, nagakha, it nasirurungit yugut, uwaptigarungit yugut, it napigup si, tabraptuk tamna, it mek, nagakha, it na incorporator usi, pisukup si, tabraptuk tamna, it mek.
Pakman kang at sila pising Rachel, tabro muna.
Nakuyagin na yan ngayon. Dalawang mga ko. Non-profit ako pinagpising mong ilakon. Awat ko to, inyo kasi naman. Maling nagay to ka daw may muta. Tabro muna ako. Kayo ko sa alaw na ato. Tabro na pangyay. Being a non-profit organization,
Just a question, I guess. If you become a non-profit organization and you have Akkaluk Trust Fund as in a non-profit organization, as far as funding is concerned, what does that have an impact or effect on the elders' funding source? Yeah.
So we'd be a separate, it would be a separate organization.
Yeah, but you're going non-profit to non-profit.
I don't understand your question.
I mean, would there be an effect on funding if there's a non-profit organization that was organized with them from Akkaluk Trust, you know, to the elders?
The only thing I would see is we're separating ourselves more. That there wouldn't be any effect. My understanding of the articles of incorporation that was put together is so the elders can receive funding.
Yeah, directly.
Mm-hmm. Directly.
Akkaluk can look for money, And the regional elders would look for money, like the borough could look for money for us. they can't unless we have this organization. When other organizations look at the proposal, it looks like, you know, funneled through things. But if the elders organization signs it, it's from the organization of elders seeking money, and it can come directly there. Akaluk will still function, however way it decides to function. And this way, it kind of spreads our ability to get money from other places other than just Akaluk. Akaluk has $198,000. We can only use the interest and not touch the principal, and in that way it sort of limits what we can do right now until it grows, you know, until the money grows. But there's lots of work that we still need to do that the elders could have a hand on for other work that we can do. Not to try to take over anything from Akaluk, but also to help Akaluk from other sources.
I guess my point wasn't that trying to take away money from sources.
Yeah.
My only concern is that a nonprofit given another nonprofit funding source.
I don't know about the fine points of that.
Whether it's legal or not.
Yeah.
I mean, if the state law says you cannot, then the elders would not be able to apply for money out of Akaluk Trust Fund for any purposes.
Well, probably most of it. I don't know what percent of it goes where, because we don't have that kind of report from Akaluk Trust. But I know a portion of it goes to scholarship. I mean, you're asking for some money from
Akaluk Trust Fund because of your nonprofit status, and the state law says you cannot. Then you would not be able to get funding.
Why did Manila transfer monies over to Akaluk this fall? Then they're a nonprofit organization.
So that must
be legal if they were able to do that.
Okay, maybe it is.
Yeah.
All we had to do in order for that occur is to get approval from the state of Alaska.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the state of Alaska funds the $73,000.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we had a good accounting set up,
mm-hmm.
We were incorporated, you know, those kind of things they checked out, all that was okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they were able to transfer, they're going to transfer. We haven't received any of the $73,000 yet, but that's how it was done, through a memorandum of agreement.
So,
Mr. Chairman, I think there might be a little bit of confusion there, because many of us are not... Our older people are not very familiar with incorporation or with bylaws. The state government and also the federal government cannot recognize an organization unless it's incorporated or it has bylaws. So that is the reason why many organizations receive funding from the government, because they're incorporated or have bylaws. And that's the same setup we're trying to put together for Upper Kobuk Elder to receive Ilisalvik Camp. They cannot receive Ilisalvik Camp unless they're incorporated or have bylaws. That is the only way that the state will recognize them. So that's the thing that's being set up here, is your reason why you're getting incorporated. And you can receive funding from any person or any organization, whether it be nonprofit or profit, just as long as you do have an agreement between from your organization to whatever organization you're receiving funding from. But the main thing that the state or the feds do not see is that you don't exist until you're incorporated, unless somebody recognizes you on paper that you are an organization. even though we recognize you here in our region as a body, the state does not really recognize you because you're not incorporated and you don't have any bylaws. And there's no way, that, as I mentioned earlier, that we could turn over any solid camp for the Upper Coba Elders because they're not incorporated. The state does not recognize them.
Mr. Chairman, one more question.
Thank you, Lou. Yes, Walter.
Since you're now incorporating as a Northwest Elders, Arctic Elders Council, then what happens to Inupiaq Tinikusaik? Is it, does it dissolve or what?
It's still the heart of the program. Inupiaq Tinikusaik, by its own definition, encompasses all of our life, every area of our life, because that's how Inupiaq Tinikusaik is. And our Inupiaq values are the heart of the things that we work on. It we can't do away with it. We'd cease to be Inupiaq if we did that. But we can't. Inupiaq Tinikusaik is the heart. And I think we might be talking about two other things. You might be thinking of the Inupiaq Tinikusaik program that's in the books here, and I'm talking about Inupiaq Tinikusaik as a traditional philosophy of our people that governs everything that we do.
I thought my understanding is that Inupiaq Tinikusaik is part of the elders.
It is. It's our life.
But you're creating another council here.
It doesn't matter, Walter, if they have two, three organizations.
I guess my concern is that if you're going to do that, you're basically trying to dissolve Robert's, what Robert
no.
has
no.
done.
No, no, no, no.
I mean, that's, to me, that's what it looks like. It's,
it may look like that, but in the, all that's happening is that we're trying to get the federal government and the state government to recognize this group here. You already have a public trust fund that's already organized. That these people have not been organized yet, even though they have to us.
Even though
federal
we've been
government, the state government does not recognize them because they're not incorporated, nor do they have bylaws. It doesn't matter; it's still the same thing. And if they make the same program, Robert Apollo Trust Fund will still exist, no matter what.
In one of our meetings, we recognized the Akhaluk Trust, and we gave our full support of it. And that's the way it is. We'll always support it. But the work that we do can be funded from many other places, from Akhaluk Trust or from other places where we write proposals to. It's a big job. If that's all Marie did, write proposals, it's a full-time job. But this summer, when she had to work at Sivunirvik and be in charge of that whole thing, she didn't have time to go out looking for money. That's the way the job is. It takes many people, much dedication, to make all the things that should be happening among our lives to make our quality of life better according to our individual success.
Thank you. Before you guys came in, I just said to the floor that I said, feel free to speak whatever helpful thing that you may have for us. So feel free to speak anyway. Okay, you next.
Thank you, Alfred. The only concern I have, and we'll, you know, I work for you, and I think all of us in here feel that way. I was with Manila when the Regional Elders Council was first coming together as this group, as this council. After your first Elders Conference in 1978, we started realizing, us younger people, we have to rely on you to provide us, you know, guidance and direction, and that's how this Regional Elders Council came about. At one of the first meetings, we talked about, should you incorporate? Should you become, you know, like a Nalalmi corporation, like this? And the decision at that time was we'd rely on the organizations that already exist. Because of Inupe Litkuseit, we all adopted the philosophy of Inupe Litkuseit at Manilok, at Nana, the school district at that time. And then when the borough incorporated in 86, the borough had adopted the same philosophy, the Inupe Litkuseit. And it was our responsibility, the leaders of the different organizations, to make sure that we fund and do what you want us to do. And that worked out fine. I know it's harder and harder for us to get funding to try to take care of our needs in the region. All of us are experiencing that. With the Sibonirbe camp, the reason why Manilok thought they couldn't do it is because the state cut their funding from $140,000 to $73,000. And we know it's going to get harder for everybody. But the only concern I wanted to raise, I'll do, you know, as the executive director of the Akaluk Trust, what you want me to do in regards to Inupe Litkuseit. But the concern I have is that going to separate us more? I'm not talking about how we work together. I'm not talking about the Inupe Litkuseit program. But will it make it tougher for us to try to get funding? The Akaluk Trust, just like Manilok, were incorporated already. And you know, I know the borough is a government on its own. I don't know, that's the only question I had when I got this copy yesterday afternoon, trying to understand what would this mean in the future. I want us to get more money to be able to take care of the needs of this region, but would that cause any confusion? You know, I don't know, maybe you guys talked about that. Because Akaluk office will be submitting proposals. I would always feel I have to come here to get the elders' approval, you know, for programs, for the Inupe Litkuseit program. That's how Robert showed us, and that's what we'll continue to do. But I just wondered about that, you know, after I'd read this. I don't know what the discussions were when this was being put together, and that's the only concern I have. And I think all of us in here, especially as younger people, are wanting to do what you feel we have to do to take care of our needs in this region. Thank you, Alfred.
Thank you. Anybody else? Yeah, Chuck?
Mr. Chairman, I think part of the problem is the fact that the idea of incorporating the regional elders was discussed, at least among certain employees of the borough and Nana and Manilok, prior to the incorporation of the Robert Akaluk Nulan Trust Fund, and during the time it was being discussed, and these articles of incorporation had been made available, the Akaluk Nulan Trust Fund had established, and so I think that's created some of the confusion that and has created some of the questions that people like Walter are asking. Even though some of you had indicated that it's a good idea, and it still is, it's something that that needs to be discussed and needs to be done. For too long, I think, even though our regional elders council was organized, it had not been formally recognized, and this incorporation would do that. It would formally recognize you. It would elevate your status, and that's and that's been one of our objectives, is to elevate the status of our elders, primarily our regional elders council. It can go two ways, in my opinion. You can either pursue the incorporation of the regional elders as a body, or what you can do also. also, I think, is utilize the Robert Hakaluk Newland Trust Corporation and its bylaws, but perhaps request that you, as a regional elders council, be the board of that organization, of that nonprofit organization. That would give you, that would do two things. That would recognize you, give you a formal recognition, and would also make you available to receive funds as one. In other words, you, Regional Elders Council, would be responsible for the Robert Hakaluk Newland Trust Fund, Inupiaq Vitpusiaq, Siwuneyawik, and there could be other programs in the future, perhaps the Tribal Doctor Program. And so I think the purpose is to just introduce that to you today, have you think about it, and when you leave here today, many of us from NANA and the borough and Manila will continue talking about that to figure out whether or not some of these other things that I mentioned are possibilities for you in the future. But I think the other idea is to get many of our traditional type programs under your auspices, under your supervision, under your guidance. And that's the ultimate goal here.
Thank you, Chuck. Charlie?
I don't know if this is going to be formally acted on upon right now, but I'm speaking personally. I got some concerns about this because if you think back originally, the purpose of putting together the elders was we wanted to tap forth from the wisdom and knowledge that you have. And all of that is in your head. Nothing's on a piece of paper. And my only concern is that even without this paper, NANA formally recognizes the elders. That's why we have an annual budget of over $200,000 a year to support the NANA regional elders. And there are some areas within the line item that we probably need to change around to make this council more effective. But I wouldn't disagree with people saying that, you know, this probably will be necessary, but the only purpose of this, I think, is to have the state and federal formally recognize you. That's the only purpose. But even though they don't recognize you, the organizations within this region do recognize, formally recognize you as a governing body. And I mean, there's a lot of pros and cons about this, and I think there's need to be more thought about, you know, what would, is it really needed and why? And that's my own personal concern, is that, you know, the original concept of putting the traditional, the elders together was to tap into the wisdom and knowledge, and all of that is in your head. And for you to start being run by a piece of paper saying that, you know, in some ways it will help financially, because there will be other, you know, there will be some more mechanisms for you to obtain funding. But if there's any other decision that needs to be made by this council, you'll have to go to this piece of paper saying, how can we do it? This is the only way how we can do it. That's my only concern, is that sure, it's good, but I think the elders should not worry about funding, period. Because NANA will fund you annually. It's just a matter of putting the line items, we're putting more money in terms of to the line items that we do have on our current budget. That's the only concern I have, is that, you know, it potentially can restrict you from doing things traditionally. And not being governed by a piece of paper that shows you how you can vote, what you can do this, but because the knowledge that you have is in your head and you should use that and not have to rely on a piece of paper in terms of telling you how and what to do it and when to do it. So that's only but you know, we, I hope, I don't know if you were going to task this today, but I think more discussion needs to be done on this.
Thank you, Charlie. Yeah, Minnie?
Yeah. I want to say a few things. If I hurt your feelings, excuse me, because my mind is not right there. But I wanted to tell the elders, the Kanani, the Kodilo, Pixie, Ilipsi, Upa, Virgin Elders, Nipironi, when our people here in Kasi, especially, bring out mata. We should think about it instead of saying tam na nakuwag na yung nagigalit nakatak sa mga kada matigira laglu agay tigunlu iso matigilu pigita ilan agay tinta sama nakulukto kung sino na kaya kaya tigut na wasuli ko balong rodun uban na nakulukto baru mendengar lu punya suami putih nak ikhlas dirang naga tu let them plan something buat ni plan orang naga lok tu ilang kamu sana pen cipta ahi nasab di bawah kok tu rum buat cipta tau rumenga tema okak tu dekat lok tu aku buat dalam mak semua diri lu kanok nak buru pun plan lu di pati tak nak ubah sedikit ini nak pasir dera besok hati tu itu mau buat ilokesa kita jadi lulu ubah untuk kenal kalau silu nak soni ubah abu menga kanu tahu menga silu nak serpada tak nak angkat jawab tiri amna itu mati lulu silu nak sama itu ada soni tu sila.
Thank you, Minnie, and she's right too. She's right. Anybody else?
I would like to speak, please.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I think this is the kind of thing that the elders have to work with. Not only the elders, but our staff. About a year ago, we wanted to go to Kivalina. We still would like to go. When we have our village report, Kivalina really requested us, begged us to come over and be supportive, and we've been wanting to go there and we haven't been there yet, and it has to do with financial responsibility and our inability to gather more money so we could meet over there and give them support. There are other things too, when we want to meet that is postponed for one reason or another, because the staff say they're not quite ready, they're waiting for this and they're waiting for that. We really appreciate the support of the organization, but there are some things in the wisdom of the elders too that they feel they need to support other things, and those are the things that we also have to think about. Otherwise, people just start talking behind other people, and this brings this out in the open where we can discuss it, and we have differences sometimes, but I think we're usually supportive of each other, in order to try to alleviate some of the problems that we've been encountering and some of our frustrations, this also was brought out.
Thank you, Rachel. I would like to ask Bertha Jennings to speak at this time, please. Whatever you have in your mind, bring it out.
Thank you, Papa. When we were with the Elders Council, we asked Rick Early, who is a lawyer, to meet with us, it took about a year and a half. Finally, the last three meetings, we met with all of the elders that want to come and people in Casadio, and we decided, okay, what kind of a bylaw do you want? Because Casadio really wanted to incorporate. And then the second meeting, we came up with a draft. Even on the third meeting when we met, and they voted to incorporate, they still have changes, and we still have changes on those bylaws that we handed out, and some of them are still not corrected in some of our files. And they said they would have annual meeting in December with 1 month to 2 months notice before they meet. So it sort of ties it in, and there has to be like forms filled out if you want to become a member of Kachibi Elders Council if you're 55 years and older. So we do have that document as an example from a village council. So far, I think maybe it's the growing pain of Maninak Association. That it's been very difficult to try to exist with Ibet Lofaset, with you as my right hand. When Maninak says, hey, wait a minute, there's really nothing we could do with the tribal doctors in administration, and yet we've been talking with the Regional Elders Council as a clearinghouse on two meetings now. Finally, the tribal doctors are together. And yet when we talk to administration, they said, oh, we don't want no studies done for our people in our region. But I think there are two things we're trying to get done, is how do we get ideas from you, and it gets tough to find out. With tribal doctors program, with Inupiaq Lofaset program, and with elder services at the senior center. Ato siyeng ichomi uwaptikun ang eksenyaw si sabak inilay kiput aglan ilipsi apkasakaw si tenit doktok tenit doktok alangon ang ito. So I think what you're talking about is the decision that will rest on your shoulders, because we have many things that get in our way in trying to give you what you want. If you want our children to learn our language and learn survival skills, we really try to bring it to our children. But you'll have to find another way to bring organizations to support you so that children will learn cultural skills and survival skills from you. I think it'll take a long time to find a solution, but we really need to keep talking. Like I said, Rick Early took a year and a half to come up with the bylaws. And it took the last three meetings before we really decided what should be in that document. So it takes a lot of planning. Mini is right. It takes a lot of meeting. And it takes all of the heads that belong to the regional organizations, whether it's your lawyer in NANA, or the lawyer in Northwest Arctic Borough, or the lawyer we have in Maninak as a non-profit corporation under IRA Council. It has to take somebody that would know what we're saying yes on in your bylaws. And you really need to look at the options on a paper. But thanks.
Thank you, Bertha. Bertha, you just heard Rachel mention Kilvin. You have anything on that?
I know that I paid a ticket. We thought we were going to have a meeting in Kivalina, but for some reason, I think it might have been the whaling season. I don't know. Remember what it was, Oscar? Did Kivalina say they were going to be busy in May during whaling season?
Yeah,
that was one of the reasons.
Yeah,
it
was that
time. Again, more than the interruption on there.
So many things got into that.
Yeah, thank you.
I really interfere.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I could respond to that. We had requested at two, Hannah had communicated twice to Kivalina after your last meeting, because you directed us to have your next meeting in Kivalina. At two different times, we requested from Kivalina, when could we go there to have the Regional Elders Council meeting, and both times it was hunting. The village just felt it wasn't the right time to have the Regional Elders Council meeting there, and that's why it wasn't held there. We still would like to do that. I know Hannah's been working to try to meet that wish, that direction from you. And if I could, I just would like to respond to what Rachel has said. You know, if there are things that we aren't doing, maybe what's happened is some of us are not, you know, really taking the elders' council direction serious enough. I think once in a while you guys need to scold us and tell us what we're not doing. You know, some of the things that Rachel had mentioned, I know have occurred. And I think all of us that are here, you know, the NANA president, the mayor of the borough, and Bertha's here from Manila, and we now have a new president at Manila. I think what we need to do is really take seriously what you want us to do. And if we're not doing it, you know, scold us and tell us, remember, this is what we agreed to do. I think that's what we have to start doing. Like Senator Enoway said when he came up here, we work together real good, but we're such nice people, it's hard for us sometimes to communicate some of the things that really need to be said. And I really appreciate what Rachel has said. And I think all of us that are working for you will take that seriously, that if you schedule a meeting, then we need to have that meeting. And if we say we're going to help you financially, then we need to take that responsibility and try to, you know, locate these funds to help the elders. This discussion started of incorporating is because some of us have been just too slow or changing things in what you have been wanting. If that's occurring, then you know that we need to be told that.
Thank you. Anybody else? Yeah.
Yes. I've been in this organization position for a long time when I were in Alaska Kamoa Whaling Commission, nonprofit organization, and I live with the per diem and the. Need to be all my life within 12 years. This organization that I work with, when I'm stormed in the between Copview, Anchorage, and Fairbanks, and Barrow, every day when I lay out for the day, they give me a podium. And this organization for the meeting fee. A day that we meet together and have a meeting in the day, we get the fee for it. I think that organization was very good that I worked with before. And I want to compare these organizations that impose the per diem in a meeting. Is there any a bylaw that being implemented on those positions to pay per diem and meeting fee? When I considered myself unexpectedly without any lunch yesterday, I was on the meeting and without food. I want the staff to reconsider this and think about it, whether this meeting would be something that be accounted for as a meeting. That's my question.
Thank you, Oscar. We'll try to get into that sometimes, maybe 1 year from now, because that's the meeting's sake. Okay, anybody else would like to add something to this? Okay, if not, let me say that we're going to be reorganizing after the new year again. And you are the ones that heard this. If we reorganize, there might be some new people taking your place. I'm going to go back to about 4 or 5 years when we first were getting into Ford Foundation. And then about a couple years ago, when they reorganized, they had about 6 new people come into this group who had no idea what Ford Foundation was about. So we really have to try to understand what this is. Okay, let me go back to when I first get this letter. Rachel sent me a copy, faxed it, and after I read it, I put it somewhere. I read it about 2 or 3 times, and I thought it was a pretty good idea. Really good idea to have that. Getting new articles and bylaws. But the thing that bothered me was, well, I'm not worried, like somebody said, that don't worry about the money part. When Ford Foundation, that letter said that we have to, as elders, council, we have to think about middle generation. Middle generation, you people, that is not with us group yet. We have to. You're the ones that we have to try to help. And the school kids. So that's why at Norvik we started our middle generation group. And I think, after thinking about it and trying something what the middle generation wanted to do, you know, we said we'll help you from that funding what the elders are going to get, and we'll try to buy you what you need for hunting or fishing, or if you would like to set a 10-frame camp, we can buy those things for you. We haven't bought anything yet for ourselves, It's almost September 32, almost September 30. So, when I read this, I might hurt your feelings a little bit, but something came up to me I brought to the NANA board. I said, 3 people from NANA Borough, lawyers, signed their names, and we don't know who they are. I know David Case, met him a couple of times, and they don't know us. And I said to our staff and our lawyer, I said, I would like you guys to look at this and see if there's any wording or something that could be changed. I didn't say change it, just I said look at it. And we haven't got this yet. And I was also thinking about Manila. Maybe they have lawyers too. They should see this. They're working for people, for native people. School district, they're taking care of a whole bunch of kids. he might have also have a lawyer too. They could get together and work this among themselves. There might be a few wordings that might be changed, you know, and they'll be willing to accept that, because at this time I don't have a desire to accept this, except table it. I would like for our people from NAMA staff, a lawyer, or, you know, those people get together and look at this. Any questions? This is for us, for middle generation. This is for our kids. We're going to be gone, us that are sitting over here are going to be gone. So it's for you young people, this one. It's for your children, this paper. Thank you. We'll take a break at this time for lunch.
Dave, you've done with our tribal doctors?
In Nalikano, Sababu, Dilanga, Timidigun, Nala, Isimaptigun.
Can
you tell Kali Artigo summer on a video? Anakabaksuri summer, 7 p.m. at the senior center, A. You are digging. Can you talk to Ginecto Ali, Dr. Wilberhoff? Can only in Mexico and Africa. Savanguti lang at Nick, Ilitur Tesahuni, Tamisuli World Health Organization. Ikayong matakalo hoting na luluhuta, kisutilap ting ni Pengu Road, ten na hoting li ato chimuk tinira luta. With World Health Organization. But teaching with traditional elders council. Can you say your name and what you're doing in the village that you live in?
Hi, my name is Alberta Jones, Nathan Buckley. I'm a tribal doctor over there. And I'm working with people over there and helping them.
Louder, please.
Louder, please.
I just started working a couple of years ago, so I'm new at this, and so I hope there's more young people that need to go training with this and stuff like that, so they can learn our way, several doctors reading stuff, so I'll try to encourage my village to those younger people to get to learn too. So that's it.
My name is Stella Hensley and I'm the tribal doctor and I work here in Pasadena. We travel to villages from October to June. And I don't know how long I'll be there.
My name is Cleve Shirey. I'm a physician from Brown University in Rhode Island, and I'm in Alaska for about 2.5 months to learn about the medical system here. And I'm here with Dr. Richards to learn about how there can be a better interface between psychiatry, which is what I work in, and native practice.
Well, I'm Bill Richards. I'm a doctor from Anchorage. Come up here about once every 3 minutes.
Every few minutes.
We had a very good workshop with the tribal doctors. I'm trying to learn and we're trying to figure out for younger people. Alberta and Rosella worked this morning on my toe that's been sore for about 6 months and now it's doing much better. So I'm very grateful. Thank you.
Duke Sampson. I work with Mayor Green at the borough and also serve on the Nana Board. I sat in yesterday listening to the tribal doctors, and it's real good to hear them. But I think the best thing about them is that they're still there. And I think we really need them up here, and we need to support them. As many, we know many of our own people have to depend on them. And one way or the other, I think all the organizations, Nana, Borough, Manila, need to work together to keep the tribal program going, whether it be under the elder, or whether it be under Manila, or under the Akaluk Trust Fund. So that's something that I think that the elders, regional elders council needs to keep in mind, and let that be one of your responsibilities. It's something from our past that we want it to, we don't want to lose it. And I'm thankful that they're all here. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Charlie Curtis.
That's my name, Arthur.
I'm not a tribal doctor. I'm with Nana Regional Corporation.
Oh, Chris Stein, I work with Charlie Jones on the blood circulating system. Hopefully you like to get the bones later on in the system. Been working for many of the following that I can't follow.
That is my Yupik Eskimo name, originally from Bethel. And I've been working with the Yupik traditional intake process for South Central Foundation in Anchorage. I'm very interested in the tribal doctors program and also Bertha Jennings program here in your region, which is really an exciting program. They're far ahead than a lot of other regions. And we'll continue to network and also with Bill Richards in developing a program in the Anchorage area, maybe even in the Bethel area. Thank you very much.
Well, you go at August 1969, the UK is up, and the
Yeah.
Jackson, you can come on me. Suck it yourself. Too much day, you suck it. What day is it on? My mom and Nick are going to sit there with the other growing. So what lucky mother want? Marcy, more not Nick. You only going to get on me. Allow me, allow me, Dana, you should go to the laptop.
kalmam. İlan ilişim alıp diyor. Bizim nasıl yaptık, çatı aldılar diyor. Ahirin ilan çaba ve şakamak. Kibir namutu tersiydim. Anlamada çarşı
My name is Tara Lee Vanova Fani Kali, Takava Mali, and Laminia Jacksoni, Bali Isumatiga, Tokananu, Nunakimu, Nunakianu, Pace, Louis, and more rabble dollars. Where you look at that, Kinunakaku, Village and Land, Isumarunga. Ukununa meritilde kerotilun pirami atlamışsın ukaksın ilgisin. Uvan manna uvanı nyunak vettikne alaskami mani naka manda tisila naka kestlik agil yakpan hana uva nitara kama ki nyunak sıvı. Ki nyunak tikne gittilirini nukat pek soh kizye kukluğu Nuna manna angu yakpan, uksu wangi yakpan, hanugubi nyum naksara sivisa. Mitawun mako, kizri pagutin, ulo pagutin, kizri rumi yakse, kamugutik, kiluktara rumi yakse. Nagaka, uksu ispan, iban rumi, kubrakura rumi yakse. Tabra rumi yakse, ayakturuni sulun. Tämä on matiivinen malikut, kiinni nähti, nyt on ilmaa, että kanan, kappiala, sinun tavallaan, että kun ihminen put, uvaut, uto kanan, ihminen kappi, ihminen put, parilla sarilipäär, tarit putuva, ilse on tuki, että sarilipillä päärit putuva, kanuoni, kanuutikseen, lastikpan tuki, tarit, kanuoni on ilmaa, Tamne sumati gilugo angilgauti raksari gitput tamne ilisto tisiksa. Kanu ganyu nesangni kubwa. Ila nimi uksuakpan manna nunabut. Nandibutunne khami gitu. Tukarunne miglarita. Sumati gilaput tamanda kijun naktikni. Gilitsan naktikni. Ubaliko tamarumingali. No reikun madrumuna atuwarikka tiro niliso ta natsimigyo kaurago lungi lokali nilisi manrisala minga glan uko tigi rago blu ta nasakta mongan muktik palikwa na liba sala Saya pun cuma
What happened?